it's a book of work, so it's ideal. I can book that Wednesday and the Thursday and the Friday off just to like soak it in. So I feel like this could work. Hold on, let me find the email. But then I don't want to watch it without my sisters and be like, oh my gosh, I watched it. And then they'd be like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And they can't really miss school because my parents are not going to allow that, unfortunately. Yeah, a double bill screening. So you can see Infinity War 8:50 and then Endgame will start at like, okay, no, it's not early. Oh, it will start at 12:01 the next day, I guess.
So midnight. So you're not watching early, you're just going to get the midnight screening. Which means you'll get home at like 4 a.m. because it's a 3-hour long film.
Fajr and sleep.
Abdullah, wow.
Yeah, avoiding.
Sorry. As long as my eyes don't itch, I'm cool. Like, I'm going to go buy, like, what's it called? Maximum grade eye drops and nasal spray.
Yeah, I'm I'm really thinking, do I have.
I cannot come and kill myself.
Tomorrow I'm going to cut. Today I played myself. I was not prepared at all. They attacked me from all. I'm talking about like a human being, but it attacked me from all corners. I was not ready. But tomorrow, nasal spray. Do I have eye drops? Probably not.
We're recording.
Oh, we've been recording. Oh,
1 minute and
oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
I'll put a timer on.
Hi, Slam. You listen to an episode of Muntuk. I'm looking at the time thing. You listen to an episode of Muntuk, the It's Spoken podcast brought to you by Bramer and John. You can catch us every Fridays on soundcloud.com/Muntuk Pod and on our website, bramerandjohn.com. You can also catch our reruns on Sundays on YouTube. I am now 4 episodes deep.
It's okay.
But do you know what? I'm going to offer my condolences right now. So, as I've explained several times, I spent the last 2 weeks just editing back-to-back for something else and having to submit designs and stuff for something else. For real, I was doing 6 a.m.s. like sleeps because I literally I don't think I went into detail. Literally, I was told that the submission was going to be on Friday. So I was like, cool, we met on Monday to discuss like what, this is no shade to anybody or anything like that, because you know me, I love a good deadline. But we met on Monday to discuss like what we're gonna do, the ideas. Literally stayed up all night on Monday and I was like pen to paper, actual physical pen to paper, drawing up designs and mocking things up. And then so then I have like 3 projects I have to do designs for.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, we're going to submit the main like external project on Friday and we're going to do the internal projects. And then I was like, I will do the internal projects designs by Tuesday, because I was like, that's not even going to be much. I'm just going to do these mock-ups, blah, 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 blah. And at the time for the external projects, it was going to be another designer that was going to do the external projects. So it was going to be like I'm just going to feed you the ideas and my plans and what I've thought of and you do the work. Basically. Yeah. I was like, that's fantastic. So I came up with these fantabulous ideas because I was like, I'm not the one building it. You are. And I don't like, this is not to say that anything about anybody's difficult, but I have this personality type. If someone makes something more difficult than I see it to be, I will just do it myself. So in trying to get things over to the designer, literally got home Monday night and I put everything up on the drive and I was like, these are the plans for each of these different things. These are the things you're going to... Because she was like to me, to make that guy's life easier, just like put everything. So, you know, like building blocks. So if I'm like to you, I'm going to build a newspaper. And then I put the headline, the content, the font. I put the...
You've done this stuff.
All you have to do is build the newspaper. I've given you...
Just change the text. Like,
yeah. You just have to put the headline here, maybe. Put the date here, maybe. That's all you have. You have to just design it. I've already given you the contents.
No.
My dude came with... something else. He was like, and then on top of that, she kept saying to me, you have to understand that we've been working on this project for like the past 3 months. We've been talking about it on and off, so we have what we want in our head. Whereas with him, I was like, yeah, I get that, but at the same time, I feel like I've literally gone recreate this and this is what, do you know what I mean? Like, I felt like, why can't you just design something? Like, all I'm asking for you to do is come up with your imagination, come up with like a color palette. That's the work you have to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how I felt.
No, alhamdulillah, sorry. And then you say hamakallah and I say dikamalayas
balakum. But I feel like if you sneeze multiple times, then I say shafakallah. Like, that's what my dad taught me.
Oh.
Because my dad would just get tired. When my mum would be going, my dad would be like, shafakallah, and that's it.
Sneeze and ins. Wow.
But don't ask me what it means. I just think that's what my dad would say after you'd been sneezing multiple times. Like,
oh, no, I need come that third meaning.
Sneeze. I'll ask him. Come for, oh, that reminds me. I haven't spoken to my dad in 2 weeks, mad. So...
Wow.
I just forgot. So basically, designer was giving me headaches. I was like, I'll build it myself. And before you know it, there were 6 designs to build and I was building 5. by Thursday, I was building five. Like, I was like, okay, cool, let me just do this last one. Let me just...
Mm.
Not to lie, I also built the sixth because he was just giving me headache. And I was like, I'll just do it myself. So I designed it, built it myself. I only submitted the sixth yesterday. I just did, like, a still. Because, like, sometimes some things are animated and some things are still in it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, here's a still. I submitted that.
He just ended up doing everything, even though...
Basically. Then the one thing, I was like, can you do this? Like, this is one thing I can't do no matter what. I cannot animate stick men. Like, not even stick men. Like, I cannot animate anything. Like, I don't know. Not even, like, I don't know. It's, like, to take the time to learn how to do keyframe
movement. You just put the keys here and then you put the thingies there.
I know, but I was just like... I've just finished building five different templates and five different animations and stuff like that based off what I can do and, like, whatever. And now to sit here at 4 a.m. and learn how to do keyframes and how... And it's not like I've done an animation before, but this time I was like, let me just do stick. And what I wanted to do is always, you know those Draw My Lives where you, like, draw and what? Then... Yeah, and then half of it starts to move. I wanted to, like, do a digital version of, like, a Draw My Life. And so I literally sent the Draw My Life and I sent the script. And I was like, here's even the stick man that I've built. Can you do this for me? And this guy was like, no. So I was like,
oh, why?
I don't know. And he was like, this is not how I work. And when she told me that,
how
I was just like...
How do you work?
And this is no ill feeling against him or not. I'm just venting. Like, when she said to me, like, we've just been going back and forth. And I was like, what are you going back and forth with him about? And she was like, this basically, he doesn't work like this. He wants us to fill it. He wants us to do the script according to this kind of format so that he can build it according to this, this, this. And I was like, literally, at this point, I've simplified it. Honestly to God, I simplified it to the stick men come, exit, they enter the screen and that's it. They don't do anything. I just need a stick man walking onto the screen. That's it. Like, I don't even care about anything else at this point, yeah.
So I just feel like this person's problematic.
It felt like that to me. But then, like, she was like, she played middleman, like, my colleague, she played middleman really well. And she was just like, designers, this is what it's like. Like, if you don't, if you don't do this, she was like, if you don't do this according to their specs, if you don't, like, if you don't feed them everything, anything that's extra work, they will bill you for it. And I was just like, my nigga, like, dude.
Yeah, you're just being difficult. You're actually being difficult.
I don't think he was being difficult because I wasn't communicating directly with him. But I was feeling a bit, like, exasperated.
Ooh,
because I was just like, my dude, like, I'm out here sitting here and learning how to do these things. But at the same time, I was like, I'm not even mad because at the end of the day, I can now add it to my thing. I could be like, I can build this. Like, if you didn't put me into that, if you didn't push me into that corner, I would not have known that I could build this. And I've built it. So now, coming for your neck. But, that's why I've not bothered editing a single... And all these videos, not even hard to edit. It's just...
It's just the to-do it. It's, like, the effort to do it, like...
For real?
Yes.
And I'm out... And because it's, like, to me, it's like, oh, it'll just take me 10 minutes. I don't even prioritise them. I'm like, let me learn how to read this. Adobe After Effects. What the hell is that, man?
Yeah, it's a
bit... What the hell is that? It doesn't even operate on the same... You know, like, Photoshop, InDesign, all of them have, like, the same formats, like layers...
It doesn't. Yeah, it's a bit
After Effects. Yeah,
it just went left.
It's just like, here's a completely brand new software, and you have no ground level to start on. Yeah. I'm thinking, how the hell? It's not even Premiere Pro.
It's not. Yeah, you can't even relate to Premiere Pro. You think, oh yeah, it's both like move. No, it's you started from square zero.
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 And each time I open the tutorial, After Effects beginners, I'm just like, close.
Why?
Because I don't understand anything. Composition, new composition layer, new this, new that.
I
just want the thing to turn. And then I'm like, do you know what? If I just put a keyframe in Premiere Pro and spin it around and have it record that movement, I could do... Fair enough, it won't be 3D and sparkly.
But I will get something.
And then the guy that has to build it will be like, oh, this is what she's trying to do.
So you're doing something, but they're still going to have to do it again.
Yeah, I'm just doing mock-ups. This is what I was like, are you trying to kill me? I'm just doing the mock-ups. And then...
Likely they're just going to use the basis of what you did. And
basically, so you do the mock-up, you send the mock-up, and they'll tell you whether they like your mock-ups or not. And then they'll be like...
Whether they like it or not, you better like it.
Do you know what, yeah? When I did the first poster for, like, day one, I did the first asset poster, yeah, and I was all on Snapchat, on Instagram going, I'm so proud of this. Mm. And then she sent back and she was like, can you change the font? And I was like, who the hell do you think you are? Like,
what do you mean?
I was like, what do you mean font? Like, you better get
Have
over
you seen
that.
This perfection?
I was like, how you gonna be like, I just feel like, she was like, are you using Arial? I was like, answer, what if I'm using Arial? I was like, yeah. And then she was like, here's this font. And then, do you know, I'm not even like, I'm not beefing because I actually love her. Like, she's fantastic. And when she changed the font, it was a better font. But yeah, I just
at that
felt
point,
like,
just like my work?
Do you know what I mean? I spent 6 hours on this. midnight to 4 a.m. and then I did 8 a.m. as well because I had to wait for your revision. And so I'm awake going, okay, cool, okay, cool. At some point, I just started replying to them 10 a.m. messages at 3 p.m. I was like,
yeah, you were awake. You were awake.
Not even you were awake. I'm asleep.
Yeah, no, because you have to sleep. I'm what asleep. Is this?
But that aside, I'm your host, Nims.
And I'm Sandra. We'll be discussing, possibly debating. There's another thing I was just saying. Basically misbehaving.
Basically. I'll go to Brian, we'll just, a wholesome discussion, try to put ourselves
on people's shoes. Try different views. Woo! And yeah, make sure you follow us on our socials and get involved in our discussions, guys. Yeah,
I just want to say, I just looked at the analytics. So basically for the past 4 weeks, 4 episodes, I've not done no promotion. I've just dropped the episode and gone.
Yeah.
And so I've not felt like our listenerships will be really, really high or anything, because it's just like, I've not really done anything. Normally, we get more listeners when I post it on Instagram and I do the little clips and I post on Twitter and then people are like, oh, what are they saying? Those what's boosted. The Teach the Kids About the Gays one, yeah. People listen.
Yeah. I feel like I was thinking,
from the title, I was waiting for my mom to even call me and be like, what does that mean? But I already had a discussion with my mom. I was like, just teach the kids about the gays, man. Like, I actually don't
care. We had this discussion as well. Like, the other day we went out to eat and then someone brought it up and I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, we actually have to start teaching people. We can't actually be ignoring it. The problem is us. The problem is not them. I was just there in the middle of the restaurant. I was like, yeah, we have to teach people.
I was thinking to myself, people are going to be like, Nims is...
And probably whatever. A bit like her.
Yeah, like, they're going to be like, these people are pro this or pro that. I was like, you can't put labels on it. I was like, at the end of the day, yeah, this is the situation we're in. You can do what ifs. You can do, this is deplorable. But
this is the tea.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can. But this is the situation we're in. Are we going to face the situation we're in? Or are we just going to keep on going, this is absolutely... Or
pretending it's not there. It's disgusting.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, now you said all of this.
Now what? Exactly.
You're mad about it. Okay, cool. Everybody should burn and die, but they won't.
Exactly.
You actually can't burn everybody up and kill them. So exactly. Now what are we going to do? Are we going to learn about the gays? Are we going to learn how to be a society? And I keep saying the gays because I just feel like that's a lovely statement. I just like it. It's like, the gays. I feel like it's just so troublesome. Even when I captioned, I was like, is someone going to attack me for going like,
yeah, when you named it this, I was like, okay.
is this PC favourable or not?
I was just like, okay. We're shaking tables now. It's cool.
I don't think we said anything wrong. I don't think we said anything that you can use to label us as pro, against, con.
We just said what it was.
This is the situation.
Oh, my eyes. Oh, God, no, stop.
Sauce, babes. I don't even have my glasses on. I just realised. How am I seeing?
Alhamdulillah.
Yesterday, I couldn't see. But I've realised it's linked to the fact that, like, if I'm not eating, so I was fasting, I just don't see.
I think that's normal.
Magical. It's just absolutely magical.
How are you going to do Ramadan?
Oh, right. it's not even that. It's just that I feel like my brain just does not... Function it's just dividing way. Its energy at like a...
Honestly.
Efficient manner. So it's just like, we don't need to see your face. So
that is useless.
And I was saying to my brother, I was like, my eyesight is that... In my room, because I'm in my room, I've realised that I'm not actually seeing anything in my room.
You just know where it is.
I just know things are there. So this is brain recollection. Because outside, things are the same distance, I can't see.
So my brain
already knows what things are. It's like and cash. It's just...
Your brain is crashed to stuff.
It's just memory. It's just my memory. So I'm just remembering things, but I'm not actually seeing anything. I remember my brother was like, yo. I was like, yo, that's mad.
I just can't see
in my room. Like, and it's not like I can't see, it's just out of focus. But everything here, like, I can read, I can do. But outside, I was looking at stuff and I was like, I swear that's, like, there. But I couldn't read it. And I was just like, oh,
maybe I do need these glasses.
Maybe. So today's hadith, on the authority of Abu Najjar. Oh, did you want to read it?
No, you read it. I read it last time.
Oh, right? I was thinking you don't have your phone up.
It's somewhere. Oh, I didn't start the timer.
It's all right. 14 minutes in. On the authority of Abu Najjar al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, may Allah be pleased with him, Ameen, who said, the Messenger of Allah, peace and salam. I wanted to say Subhanallah wa ta'ala, and then I also wanted to say Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I was like, which order do you even say first?
Yeah.
But we both said them now. We said them both now. The Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
breathe, honey.
He gave us a sermon by which our hearts were filled with fear and tears came to our eyes. Oh no. So we said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as though this is a farewell sermon, so counsel us. He, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I counsel you to have taqwa, fear of Allah, and to listen and obey your leader, even if a slave were to become your emir. Verily, he among you who lives long will see great controversy. Ooh. So you must keep to my sunnah and to the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashideen, the rightly guided khalifs. Those who guide to the right way cling to it stubbornly, literally with your molar teeth. Beware of newly invented matters in the religion, for verily every bid'ah is misguidance. Ooh, I feel like this hadith came to trigger everybody. First of all, okay, so this one, follow your leaders. I feel like a lot of people have a lot of problems with that because it's like Saudi do whatever they want, and Islamically we're told we have to follow our leaders. So people are always like
that friction and that tension between like, you're clearly not doing something right, but like now I kind of have to follow you.
You can't. But then at the same time, it's just like, look at all the places that have uprisings. They're not in a stable condition, and they've allowed other Western, let's say,
intervention
to come and destabilize them even further. So I can't speak on this hadith. I feel like this hadith deserves like a shuyukh, like a scholar, just be like, alhamdulillah.
Wow. No, but no, you mean like there's a depth that we just don't have.
We don't have it. The only thing we can say is I counsel you to have taqwa. That's it. Like, you have to ride on taqwa. And even if a slave were to become your emir, and keep to my sunnah, yeah.
You're gonna get your glasses.
Yeah, the what's it called?
Is it going out of focus now?
No, it's not going out of focus. It's changed to what's it called? So my screen has changed to sunset mode.
Oh.
Where for your eye protect and anti glare or whatever, so yeah. It's a bit fuzzy just because of adjustments and stuff. But it says cling to it stubbornly. That one I rate, like, cling to the sunnah stubbornly, like cling to what's been done, and beware of newly invented matters. That's scary, because with bid'ah, yeah, especially now on the timeline, everything's bid'ah in my opinion. Anything anybody says, I don't even bother anymore. Like, it's very easy
to just be like, oh, by the way, the Prophet said this because this, and people just retweet it, and then it just gets 1,000
people
retweets.
Be like, oh, 10 sunnahs you can do to earn reward, and then they can just insert a nonsense one in there. Nobody will know because
the other nine seems legit. And you feel like, especially when you know the other nine, it's just like, oh, this is a new one, woo. And it's like, not actually a new one. I always think about that, actually. Like, I'm retweeting stuff, I'm always the one that to retweet stuff.
I've kind of stopped retweeting, but then it's stuff. Like, if it's not something I can verify myself, I've kind of stopped retweeting stuff. And also because I feel like, just because someone can tweet something of benefit amongst their 110 tweets, that doesn't mean everything that they've said. So I don't want to co-sign people on religious matters beyond. Like, someone can go out here and tweet 9 hadiths that are correct or whatever. Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. This is not really a pleasant sound to continue hearing me sniff and sneeze, but like,
Yeah, so someone can like establish themselves as a scholar. Ooh. Current affairs, the scholar who, or the dawah man or whatever, who was out here misbehaving in his DMs and mistreating his wives, and she come out and she did
with the mosque, with that mosque.
All I know is something Birmingham. All I know is something shouting in public. All I know is something
assault. No, yeah.
Like, from what she said, he was quite a trash man, apparently, allegedly. But it was the fact that he was using his dawah and religious status
and the vulnerability of the women
This is the thing with social media scholars. Like, anybody can come out here and I can fully regurgitate Mufti Menk's quotes. And, like, do you know what I mean? I can listen back to all of his Ramadan lectures and start tweeting it, and people will think this from me.
Yeah.
And people will think I am knowledgeable. I can change my name to Sheikh An-Nisa or something like that, and people will think, oh, An-Nisa actually means women. Woo. And
people will think, that's what I thought you said, okay.
Nah, man, I'm just...
Claim it.
I'm just that smart. And people will actually think that, like, I'm this knowledgeable woke figure because everything comes out. Even these days, you can actually chat shit and just use the right vocabulary, and people will think you're speaking something. Yeah. Like, you're saying something because you use 10 big words. There's no certificate for religious studies that's widely recognised amongst layman, let's say. So obviously big scholars have graduated from University of Medina, did the Hizma certificate, but I feel like
there's no credibility for people just like us, which I'm in two minds of, because obviously, like, it's good to be able to to spread knowledge and share knowledge and blah, 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 because that is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be enjoying the good, forbidding the evil. You can't do that if you're not passing.
It's a statement knowledge. To the corruptness of this society. Like, it's not... Exactly. Had we been fantastical people, then it would be like, oh, be fine.
Yeah, but on the other hand, we know how people are. People are just trying to move for, like, the status and their agenda.
One time I was, like, reading a thread and I was like, ooh, deep. Ah, it was a thread, actually. Let me actually give details. It was a thread on the fact that... Are they called Munichs? Or... So they were saying that there's a word in Arabic that doesn't actually mean... is it castrated men? Like, it doesn't mean impotent men or men that are lobotomized. Am I using the right... Well, I feel like if there's...
Bro, he's just throwing that word. I'm just waiting for it to land because I don't know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
Certain people, yeah, they have, like, their private parts chopped off. Oh. Or I don't know what the word is, but... I think it is castrated, but there's, like, a word. Like, certain people may have had it, like, cut off and stuff. Like, you see it in Game of Thrones and stuff. Yeah, like, it's a weapon of war, and it's also, like, things that happen. I can't remember what happened, but she was saying that there's a word in Arabic that's referred to in the Quran that's saying that women and those men can hang around together.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You might have seen it. Because they're not actually men anymore, or they're not actually... Not that they're not men, but because, like, the basis of haya and all of that is on sexual desire. So if it doesn't... If it's not there...
But...
And yeah, then them those men are essentially, they can be, they and women can be the same. And so she was like, that also applies to gay men, that because back in the day, it's not that gay men didn't exist. It was these men didn't have those desires for women. And so they were classified as the same. And so them and so at first, because before she got to that bit, that point specifically, she was talking about the word, right? And so I was reading and I was like,
this is interesting.
Yeah, like, this is, I've never known of this. And then it ends in... So these people used to be part of the Sahaba and used to be in the inner circle. And I just swiped, closed, blocked, mute. I said. And then I even went as far, like, before I even did all that, people were like, where's your evidence? Where's your data? She was like, evidence was some next person. I was like, I can't even trace any of these people as factual figures.
I think I know. I didn't get that far. I think I read the first few tweets. I was like, this is actually nonsense. Bye.
I didn't know the point. So I thought she was talking about the linguistics of Arabic or something like that. So I'm reading it thinking, okay, Arabic, okay, this Arabic word, okay, she. And then it just goes into, and so therefore these men aren't part of the this, that, and yeah. They were different.
Okay, I read that and that just.
Nah. Whoa!
You just went, not even left. There's a whole new direction you went in and no one knows where you went and you took that from.
That was so weird. I'm of the, this is my lane, I'm going to stay in my lane, this doesn't affect me, it's none of my business, So I said to myself, I'm going to leave this because this is not the war.
And I feel like people were coming and was like, yeah, where is your receipts? Like, where's the evidence? Like, how can you actually just...
And she was like, this woman did an intensive research. And I was like, yeah, but that's not evidence.
Like, we're talking about hadith, we're talking about actual prophetic receipts, like... Please.
It was just a well-written thread.
I know.
That was making sense till it didn't.
And I think the reason why I saw it is because a lot of people retweeted it.
A lot of people that I knew. So I was just like, huh?
Bruh, yeah. But then,
to be honest, once they started retweeting that, I was like, okay, you are of the, we can be cool, but we're not religiously cool. Like, when it comes to matters of religion, I'm not even hearing anything you're saying, as much as I feel like you're a fantastic person, because we're clearly operating on different wavelengths. Definitely. And people are categorized like that. So she was retweeting, a couple of people were retweeting, and I could name them and you'd be like, I know who you're talking about. Like, I see that, because it's like, for me, y'all retweet couple stuff, then cool, I don't mind that. But when you start adding Allah into the mix of those retweets, and I'm like, that's smelly. Like,
you've crossed my line.
Like, I'm blasphemy, like, that's not my God.
Yeah,
I just feel like cool, but yeah. Bidah, that's bidah right there.
Definitely.
None of my business. But moving on, we gotta keep it swift. Today's date is the 2nd of April, and this week current affairs and trends are, we normally record on Thursday, so we're 2 days behind our
two days ahead,
right? Yeah, but normally, like, we're not gonna have, like, on the buzzer up to date. I feel like certain things are gonna happen,
yeah, between now and Thursday.
Certain things always happening, and then we're like, oh yeah, but it's cool.
Darn, yeah,
it's cool, man.
We'll talk about it next week, maybe, if it's worth talking about.
If you remember
week.
It. Yeah. Okay, cool. Plans for the next quarter. Yep. Yeah. Our next 3 months start today or yesterday. My 10K in 3 months has refreshed. I feel like...
This is the 3 months? These are your 3 months.
Yeah, like, if I don't hit it, we start again.
Until we get it.
Until we get it. And then I'll be like, I said I was going to make tape, and then I did. When lucky, it took me 18 months. I'll be like, it's not going to take me 18 months. We're going to do it in 10 months, in 3 months.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. So, yeah, 10K in 3 months starts again. I'm equally aggressive with it. I feel like I was quite bummy last month. I think we discussed it anyways. I feel like it wasn't that I was even bummy because I did stuff. I just didn't do some of the things I set out to do. So I'm going to work towards being consistent. And my goal for this month is discipline. What's your goal for this month?
What can I think about is my notes.
Don't die.
Literally don't die, because I feel like hate is out to get me. Mm. Similar, maybe not just discipline, like just starting an organisation and just doing things and procrastinating less and just being that person that I know I can be. I feel like I lost that somewhere. Maybe in 2018, and I was supposed to, we switching that up.
Yeah, I was like, I like having things down.
Okay.
So I can pretend I have hair, but.
My goals for the next quarter, I guess Ramadan's the next quarter. I want to finish the Quran, because I feel like my Quran game is back on track.
Mm.
Rememorize some surahs, some juz. How do you say plural juz? Juzatain? Juz.
Isn't juz.
Juz Amma, Juz Tabarak, Juz Qad Samir. So how do you say pure of anyway. I did say I was gonna like return to YouTube, and then like life hit me.
For IGTV soon come, yo.
Yeah, it has to happen in this quarter, otherwise I'm a bum, and I'm not a bum because my parents raised me so well. So I will come back in this quarter, inshallah. As well as other things. Oh, I just need my nose to stop, like, what is this nonsense? But yeah, starting again.
Amen, amen. Claim it for you. Okay,
cool.
Just
did like how many different styles and how many weeks?
I rage-aid. No, like I bent down and my scarf fell apart. So it was just like, cool. Plans for next quarter done. Jon Snow called white people white and had to. I saw that and he had to apologize. I saw the aftermath of that, but I didn't know what happened. But Jon Snow, I rate him. I met him.
Yeah.
He met me.
Talk about that. Tell us about that.
Nothing fantastical, like,
but it's still something to say, man.
Of course, he's a very tall guy. We spoke. I came on a professional level, so I couldn't actually, and I wanted the thing to kind of like end, and then I could be like, oh my god, I'm such a fan, let me take a picture when work was over. But then they came with like security and they were shuffled in and out, like, if you miss them, you miss them. Once they did what they had to do, they were well protected, and so it was not well protected as in like 10 man deep, it wasn't, they didn't, the general public and stuff didn't really have access to them, so it wasn't like after they did
all that mingle and talk.
Yeah, not everybody did, and I feel like he was one of those people that was like, okay, thank you, I'm gonna go now, and so he kind of left, and I might have missed when he left, so I didn't get to like after work be like, I'm a fan. But I did take a video, and you can hear my voice in the video, and we'll see what we'll do with that. He was a cool guy.
He feels like a cool guy.
I met a couple of the presenters and stuff, and they're really professional, and you can see like there's a huge difference when you've been doing stuff for 20 years. Like, you can actually, I remember saying, like Jacqueline, one of the women we met, I was like, she's my role model for the week, because we asked her a question and she was just intellectual and well spoken, and she was like camera recorded, she was like, yes, and it just turned on, and I was like, wow, how do you do that? How do you do that? So she was really, really phenomenal. It was good to meet people from different, from traditional broadcasting and traditional media, because I feel like a lot of us feel as though, and this is just like my ruminations afterwards, I feel like a lot of us feel, because of this age of social media, we feel as though we don't need traditional media, and we feel as though like they're old, and what do they know? Not even what do they know, but they need to get with the times. I feel like
they're still waiting that media.
Not even that's the way, and we've kind of dismissed the power they have, and also the years of experience that they have on us. Like, we really think we can turn on a camera and do what they're doing, as if, say, like, they haven't been doing this for years. And when you meet them, you instantly feel that, yes, this person is them. Like, this is what they do. This is what they know what they're doing. And so, like, I was saying to my mom, like, I feel like I don't give myself enough credit for, like, my socialsness. Like, I'm low-key a white man. Like, I think I spoke about it last week. I was like, I'm low-key a white man. Because when you stick me in a room with white men, I'm a white man too. Like, communicating, talking, getting things done, mm-hmm. small talk, everything. And I was just like, I act like I don't like to interact with people. It's quite draining. But when I have to do it, I do it really well. And I didn't feel like I was swimming with the sharks. I didn't feel like these are the big boys and I don't know what to do. I walked into the room several times and I was like, I need to get an interview with you guys. Fair enough, I didn't have the fighting for the interviews that most journalists might have to do. Like, I was ready, given exclusive access. So it was like, everyone else was assisting us and going, yeah, they'll be the ones interviewing you. I feel like in most pits, it'll be like, everyone's trying to get a word in, so you have to.
You have to do the most, yeah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, it was like a very entry level or a very easy entrance in. But even then, I didn't embarrass myself. I said what I had to say. I felt like, you know, I was asking everybody genuine questions so as to make the content completely different each time. And you can respect people for what they do. Like, you meet them, you're interviewing different people, and you're seeing the difference between like people who don't do visual. Broadcasting and people who do broadcasting, and you're seeing like people are well spoken, you're seeing, you know, all the bait buzzwords, how they just pull it together and they make a sound bite. And then literally Jacqueline goes, how long do you want this for? And I was like, 30 seconds to a minute. She said everything she had to say in 30 seconds, bang on the door. I was like, wow, like, how do you even do that? Me experience. Waffle. This is what I'm saying. She said all the keywords, everything she needed to say. She timed it, and then she was like, awesome. And then she paused, like, end to end, we didn't edit. We just took the videos and uploaded them straight. Normally, you'd cut, cropped. These people are professionals and you can feel it when you meet them. And so, yeah, I'm kind of like in awe of traditional broadcasting a bit. And I definitely want to have more experience on that side of things because it's definitely... And again, like when you're watching how things are run and you're seeing how, like, a show that you're watching on TV, how it's being run and how there's like four different people. Literally, someone comes off stage, someone else has to take them, run them upstairs back to their seats because the cameras need to be... The seats need to be filled for filming.
I see.
And it's being broadcasted live. So they're okay. Like, cameras need to... You need to be in your seat. So you've got them. They come out from the backstage straight to where you are. You're, like, right behind the door. You interview them for 2 minutes or whatever. You've got the next person here ready to take them back upstairs and come around the back to enter back into their seat. And each award is given with, like... The way they did it, anyways, was... Award, blah, 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 blah. Whilst we're interviewing them, the next award's being announced, blah, 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 blah. So it was like maybe 5 minute break, if that, in total, in betweens. So it was quite, the whole thing went by really fast and it was quite well done, that one. But the stage directors, the lighting coordinators, the cameraman, the, like just looking at how that kind of production was done for me was quite interesting as well. Because I was like, if I wanted to do an event, I'm seeing like the different people that are involved. Yeah. It was good. That was my opinion of that. Yeah, the Jon Snow called white people white and had to apologise. You saw that one.
You didn't see it?
No, I just saw the aftermath. I just saw like the memes and the banter people were making, but I didn't really see.
So I think what happened was, correct me if I'm wrong, there was some like Brexit rally, and obviously there's loads of white people, and Jon Snow was reporting on it, and he's like, I've never seen so many white people in one place.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
And then...
I didn't realise that's what pissed them off.
Yeah, that's what pissed them off. Can you imagine?
That's it.
That's literally all he said.
I thought he said something more triggering about white people.
He said, I've never seen so many white people in one place. And then everybody, well, not everybody, they got mad. And
why?
I had to apologize.
Why did he have to apologize?
White people don't want to be called white.
Don't you think? Is that what they said?
Well, no. But clearly, white people...
What's wrong with saying I've never seen so many white people in one place? Like, I say all the time. Like, there were so many white people there. Like,
come and see the world you live in.
I did not know. I saw
that's
that
all
clip.
He said.
I did not know that was the clip that
that's
pissed
all.
Them off.
I went to go look
for more.
I thought
he said something else. I thought he was just like, white people are misbehaving or something.
That's all he said. That's all my guy said.
Yeah. I keep seeing this thing that like, white people want to be victims so bad, and I've never like repeated it or be like, but
Exhibit A.
Like, you really want to be the victims badly.
That is like the peak of white privilege, to be white and even want to be called white because you... Well, I don't understand. Like,
because it's a reminder, negative in
yeah,
that situation.
It's a reminder that you're actually white and you sit on top of the system. Like, what the hell? White people created the terms of being black, white, blah, 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 blah. And
well, I don't understand how you can be offended, but I've never seen so many white people in one place. Like, why is that offensive?
Well, the people that were offended can tell us, because even if like you put another like racial identifier or like an ethnic, like whatever you want to call it, identifier,
they were all white though.
No, but let's say it was, I've never seen so many black people in one place, or I've never seen so many like well, I don't like to say Asian because I feel like the continent of Asia and like the ethnicities in Asia are so diverse. Yeah. But like, you haven't seen any, so many Latina people.
It's weird though, because we actually say in the UK black, brown and white.
Yeah.
But we don't give
Latinx people. Oh, is it like, for example, Asian? We don't say South Asian. We don't say Far East Asian.
We don't give any of them colours. It's just black, brown and white. So when we're talking race, there's a whole group of people that we don't actually include. Like, I don't think any of our racial discussions have been including Chinese, Japanese.
Oh, every time I say Asian, I know like I'm talking about the entire continent of Asia.
No. Like, obviously, there's that mentally. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at like all the woke, and it's not our job to include them in any narratives, of course not, but if you're looking at all the like woke discussions and stuff, it's always black people this da 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 da.
Yeah, but is that because we're black people and that's the stuff we're gonna like
no I'm not talking about just us, I'm talking about like media wise it's there's a focus on black people.
Yeah.
If they're talking people of color enough, the second focus is on Asians of South Asian. Mm-hmm. So India, Bengali, Pakistan.
Yeah,
those are the Asians that we're focused, that are focused on in the UK. Like, we can't even lie, we don't see definitely representation in the UK for anything outside of
the Far East, that the far like, we don't, East Asians,
we don't, and we don't, and subconscious, I don't think we're even including them in the narratives we're speaking about when we're speaking culture and urban culture and grime and rap. We're talking about blacks and now browns, because browns are brown South people. Yeah. Because they are also, you know, participating in grime and stuff now.
In terms of population of Britain, I think there's a lot of South Asians. South Asian people.
Yeah, no. Like, figures wise, it makes sense. But when you're looking at, like, when we're talking about minority ethnic discussions, when we're talking about, there's no voice, and it's not our job to give anybody a voice. Like, I'm not saying we need to cover all the bases. Nah. But I do recognize the fact that when it comes to representation, these lot aren't represented.
Yeah, definitely.
They're not included. When we're talking about, you know, cultural issues, we're not thinking about them. Do you really feel like we're thinking about like Japanese and Chinese people when we're talking about London culture?
No, but then you have to think about like, don't take this the wrong way, but do the Japanese and Chinese or like Vietnamese people really like affect the integrate? Culture? Not even like, do they affect the culture in the same way that, for example, the black community, numbers wise is one thing, we're like, what, 3% of the UK, but we're moving culture like nothing. So that's what I think.
I know that's where that comes from, and I know that's like, it's not my discussion to have because I'm not this. This my tone. I'm just like, I just it's just a thought
that
when we're talking racial issues these days, we are not talking. We're talking white and black. Those are like the majority racial issues. Occasionally, if we're gonna talk about like terrorism, mm-hmm. and we're gonna talk about,
for example, even like the Arab community. We don't really talk about the Arab community
The only time we're talking about the Arab community, we're talking Muslim. Which is what makes us mad, because it's like, barely, they're
in the
black
UK,
Muslims.
I feel like if we're talking Muslim but in like, the UK, it's like South Asian still.
I
feel like but Arab so, Muslim
okay,
is
South
still
Asian
quite American.
Arab, but it's South Asian in terms of visuals, but in terms of what they're talking about Arabs. They identify Arab culture with Muslims.
Fair.
So it's not that they're not included, it's Arabs. But like, we don't consider that. There's only two dominant races. Not in like a offensive way,
yeah.
But in terms of racial discussions,
like Latinx community, where you at though?
Even amongst them, it's like, are you black? Are you European? Do you know what I mean? It's like, are you Afro? That's a more complex. I feel like all the other colors for people of colors are massively underrepresented. And we're underrepresented too. Like, I don't feel like I'm vocalising or vocabularising or whatever. Like, I don't think I'm
articulating.
Thank God. Wow. Because I said vocalising twice this week and that's the word I've been wanting to say.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I'm articulating what I'm trying to say properly. But I feel like sometimes it does look as though when it comes to racial issues.
Very binary.
And at the same time, it looks as though the blacks or black people are the ones that are pushing these racial discussions and everyone else is benefiting from the records, or like, you're all benefiting from the afters, but you're not out here. We're not united, we're not BAME, you know. Even that's black and middle and minority ethnics, black's the central focus of pretty much.
I don't know, someone else can explain like why black people are so like their own it doesn't really, I don't know, it could be a good thing in terms of, like, for example, like I said, the black people are moving stuff like no man's business, and it's amazing because black people are doing things. But for example, BAME, the term bothers me because it's like black and minority ethnic. So what are you trying to say about black people? Like, why are black people so singled out, sort of thing? I feel like black people always singled out. Black people
are singled out, but then everyone else is like combined into one, yeah, and painting on the one brush. So I feel like there's racial, is it disparity?
I think so. Yes. Finish racial sentence.
Hmm?
Racial disparity where, like,
no, what? Forget that, because I don't think, I don't want to say that. I feel as though, you know, because halfway through a different thing came into my head, but I feel as though black people, and I don't think, I don't know if it's positive or negative, because actually that's not my job, but I think, as I feel as though black people push
the race discussion the most.
Yeah, like we drive the race discussion, and everyone else benefits from that. But then also at the same time, like, I don't know how I feel about it at the moment, but at the same time, it's like, we push this discussion, we build a culture for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Not that no one else builds a culture for ourselves, I'm just talking about black people at the moment, but we push the discussion, we build a culture for ourselves, and we force ourselves to be included in things. Everyone else gets to benefit from it, but then also I feel like other people don't necessarily push their culture in the same way, as in push, not that they don't push their cultures and they don't have their culture, they don't push their culture into these spaces. So then when they get into these spaces, they feel like they either have to adopt a black culture or a white culture. Do you, yeah, see what I'm saying?
That's,
so
that's a discussion and an issue.
That's a discussion and issue in itself.
In your community.
But
man,
that's why, like, it gets really uncomfortable when, like, I'm watching something and it just seems like blackface, like, it just, or even appropriation, because it just feels as though you've entered this space and now you've only got two boots to fill.
Yeah.
You're either going to be white passing or whatever. Yeah. And because you don't necessarily agree with that, or because they're like the villain or whatever,
you see an opposite, like,
the next thing for you to do is grasp onto blackness, but you don't.
It's very heavily polarized. It's a binary thing. Race is black or white. When, I think, okay, I think,
and that's that why it makes it feels like black people are dominating the race discussion, yeah, because it's like you're either black or black affiliated or black allied or whatever, like, you're not.
And that is the problem of the racial structure that I wasn't creating.
No,
I see where you're coming from. Like, even in terms of, like, when you're discussing race, like, I've done it, I do a deliberate thing now to make sure that I'm not just saying black or white sort of thing. I'm saying, like, Latinx.
I'm saying, I think I talk about it all the time. I'm saying I, like,
no, I'm just, if about, I wanted to label other people, if I wanted to, like, talk about other people,
you want to specify,
yeah,
them.
I wouldn't necessarily just, I'm trying to, like, reprogram my thinking to not just say white, as in to not make race an opposite thing. Because I think it was, in the beginning, as in back in the day, as in, like, back, when the scientists tried to, like, theorize their racism with science, I believe that's where the term comes from, black and white, because they're polar opposites, and they make, like, we've always known black and white to be opposite, which is why, I guess, that subconscious kind of, like, you're either white and white passing, or white affiliated, or black and black passing and black affiliated. I think that's where it comes from, the deeper roots of where race and all of that comes from. Because you know how we say race is a social construct? It comes from how people push it, and it comes from where it's been pushed from. And I think that's where it's been pushed from. The fact that it was meant to be a binary thing of, we're white people, we're great, and da 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 da, and you're black people, you're not so great, etc, etc, etc. Do you know what I mean? I feel there's a whole history behind it, and it's manifesting in what you're saying, and how, yes, you're either, I see what you're saying, you're either, like, white and white passing, or black and black passing. And you're,
it feels like that, and it feels like when we're having discussions about race, we're either talking about white or black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we're talking about, which is why with everybody else, you don't get a clear race from them, which is why I feel like Muslims have become a race. Muslim has become a race. Judaism is a race.
Mm.
And with people, it's like, you're Jewish, okay, this is your race. And it's only black and white that's, like, the colours. Everything else is, this is the race. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it feels as though there's no clear definition. And also nowadays, when people are speaking about their race and what they're doing, and when people are like, oh, you know, Indian woman does this, that, and she's the first Indian woman to do this, I'm like, retweet. And I'm like, yes, celebrate, push, do you. When someone's like, Somalis are doing this, that,
yeah, bam, bam,
retweet, celebrate, my, yes, push. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel as though we have to push everybody into the spotlight.
Yes.
But it's such a hard place to navigate, because I recognise that the spotlight does seem to feel as though it's shone on black folk and those around us. So it feels as though, like, everything around the race discourse is centred around blackness and your proximity to it. And so we never give... I don't feel like there's been a race discourse involving Asians, Bengali, Indian, and Pakistan.
In that's the UK?
Not, in the UK, that's not centered around colorism and anti-blackness within the community. And do you understand? Like, it's not around, it's not about
their own issues. It's more like issues in relation to, like,
to blackness.
Mm.
Not blackness as in black people, but blackness possibly as in
because
skin
that's
tone.
Where race, that's where the whole racial cut, that's where, like I said, that's where it all
so
comes
it's their
from.
Proximity and so the discussions we have is about how you guys don't want to be black or you guys don't like black people or you guys are racist to black people. It's never like this is what, do you understand? It's never
this
about
is your own,
this is what you're experiencing
in your community.
I feel like the discussions come from a black centered
from the lens. It's like we're looking at it from a certain angle. It's either looking at it from that way, as in looking from the white, like white perspective in, or you're working from the black perspective out, or whatever sort of things.
It's
like
about how much
yourself.
You benefit more because of the race you are and your proximity to whiteness,
because that's how race was created.
But this is what I'm saying, I don't ever feel like, so how we're having these discussions about black people do this and, you know, black girl only and da 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 da, and then like, I don't know, I'm not articulating it well, but I feel like it's black girl only, black girl, blah, and these are fantastic spaces, I love them, but it's just like, we don't have brown girl only, brown women this,
and I feel
brown
that
women
is
that.
Like, A, something that the, like, the brown
do.
Community, no, have to discuss and analyse within
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, that's their job, but I feel like, they low-key can't do, because the moment they start doing it, they're going to get teared down.
By who?
By black people.
Why?
Because black people are going to be like, you're racist. But to be honest, it's not even that you can't do it. I feel like as well. No, it's not that you can't do it. Black people, I feel like we're the only race that can vocally say black girls only. No, I don't have anything against it. Or black girl magic. Or black. We're the only race that
really?
Can... Yeah.
Why?
Because we can say we're uplifting ourselves because we're the bottom. That's how we put it.
Okay.
We're the bottom. So anyone that's doing it, if you're trying to do... You can do brown girl magic as a hashtag and all of these things.
Yeah.
But you can't make a space for brown girls only.
Why not?
Because they will say that you benefit by your white proximity anyways.
Yeah, but I personally feel like that's not
I personally
fair.
Feel like, do you...
Yeah, I
but
personally
then,
would... I was,
but
I'd
then where's the
see.
Limit? Because if Asian people do Asian people only, we know that Asian people... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, not Asian people. Chinese, East Asian, because someone said Southeast Asian for Pakistani the other day, so I've discovered Southeast Asian isn't Pakistan, so now I don't know where anywhere is, so
okay,
I have to actually label everything now, because each time someone's like, this is where it is, someone else is using the term for something else.
South Asian is used to describe the,
she said Southeast Asian for
the Indian subcontinent, i.e. in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, maybe a bit of Nepal, like that area. Then you cut off of China, because China's there, yeah. And that's when you start talking about, like, well, personally, I say Far East or East. And that's where you start bringing in things
East Asia.
Personally, I don't know. Someone can correct me.
Everyone's corrected me 100 times and everyone's misused the same label. So I don't know what it is anymore.
I hear the Indian subcontinent, South Asian.
So, okay. So
please don't confuse me further.
Far East Asia can't come and be, like, Far East Asian only. Because when it came to...
My scarf.
When it comes to... racism and structural racism and also like
who benefits,
they were actually
partially
part of white people racism, like they were actually
partial benefactors of the system,
not even partial, they actually enacted it
really?
To black people. Yeah You have someone was shot in 19 something in America, and it was a Korean woman that shot him, and she got a £500 fine or something like that. You have had several East Asian people in the history of, like, violent racist acts or whatever. I'm saying several, but I can only remember, like, three off the top of my head right now. From the American ones, where they've also been, like, people...
Yeah, but then you can kind of say the same thing, like, Arabs enslaved black people.
Yeah.
But I think, personally...
Which is why you also can't have Arab girl only.
Personally,
there's certain people that cannot do... exclusionary, because that's racist.
The only thing I don't want to hit is white girl only, because I'll tell you you're garbage. I'm so sorry.
This is what I'm saying. So why is it that white people are the only people that can't do that, but they're not the only people that have
because
been
your
enactors
your ancestors
of... I need to Google
system.
The word enactor, because I actually feel like that's the word. It's the correct word.
Yeah, I think it's... No, because if we look at the dynamics of race, white people benefit from race. It's like today, actually, how ironic. We're having a discussion about, like, how do co-first girls, blah, 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 blah. And I posted on my LinkedIn saying,
no,
it finished
that's
last
not
week,
the right word.
Blah, 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 blah. And some guy was like, yeah, I've seen it, but where's co-first boys? And I was just like, can you hear yourself? He was joking, but, like, he was kind of not joking. And then another guy was like, the whole point of co-first girls is because girls are the people who are not in the industry of tech. Boys are the industry of tech. That is the industry. Like, likewise, when you look at who benefits from things and who's benefiting from the system of it's white people.
All of
you can't bring white girl magic.
I'm saying, why is it the only white people that they're the only race that can't do that for you?
Because
I'm saying,
white people
for me
and benefit
Arabs
from this
can't
system.
Do it. Chinese people not well. Chinese, Japanese, Asians. Forest Asians can't do it because I know Forest Asians have been racist to black people, are still racist
but then it's
to
not
black
necessarily...
people, still don't like black people, and will still shoot black people
of
given
course.
The chance in America.
Truth.
So,
preach the choir.
Not all of them. I'm saying not all of them, but I know that the
there
older
is,
generations
still that problem within...
was still. It wasn't a clear white and black. It was never white versus black.
It was everyone
proximity
versus
to whiteness versus black, and those people that were closer in shade to whiteness.
They benefit from the system more.
I need to know if the word is enacted or not, but it's when you do something as well to other people, and I feel like that's the word.
Yeah, no. What,
but
what
when
can
I googled
the word?
It was like, that's not the word. It was talking
from
about
Google,
emotions.
Don't know what they're saying.
So, but
bye.
They also were racist and partook in racism and also
but,
partook in not discriminating. It is discriminating. Discriminating against black people. Like, they did everything they could. And they're still on YouTube going, my racist mom meets my black girlfriend. These YouTube videos still exist. So we still have that generation of people.
Definitely. But
and
however,
we're still teaching these kids.
I think you can't dismiss the fact that within, let's say, the Indian subcontinent, i.e. South Asians, yeah, you can't dismiss the fact that they go through their own struggles.
Of course.
They're
also victims of racism. But you're also perpetrators.
Okay, yes!
Oh my God, English landing. It landed.
Oh, I thought enacted was good.
But perpetrators is better.
Okay,
you are perpetrators.
I mean. Okay.
I feel so stressed because I was not liking that word. Because
it just didn't stick.
It didn't feel correct, you know?
Oh, Maghrib, okay.
Okay, wrapping up.
Oh, it's quite loud outside still, though. I'll look outside. But yeah, I think in those... Okay, I can't police those groups, but in those
We can't
groups,
police them, but I'm saying personally, and my opinion and my observation of racism, this is what I'm seeing. And I feel as though, yes, I feel like black people are championing the race discussion, but at the same time, we're championing the race discussion, opening these doors. Other races are benefiting, but then other races are benefiting, but then also appropriating black culture. Why are you not? Not everybody, but then what is it about the race discussion and black people pushing it forward that means it's now? And not all black people are the same. So why is it that we enter this thing and these are the stereotypes that, you know?
Because there's still a lot of issues that need to
there's
be.
There's still a lot. There's still what thingy. We're making for.
I personally wouldn't mind seeing... someone correct me if I'm wrong.
I want to see all the colours.
Yeah, like a brown girl, this, I want a this, that. Because...
No, I don't want to see like a specific... I personally feel like, in my opinion, it's only black people that can say
really?
Black girls
I disagree
only.
Because they've been oppressed by the system too. I think the only difference is...
I feel like you can create the spaces, you just can't specify.
Really?
I feel like you can't. Social media will rip you apart, one. I don't think there's anything wrong...
I feel like I've seen brown girl magic before.
Yeah, no, brown girl magic is different from like celebrating your skin, empowerment, all of these, empowering my own.
Yeah.
Yes. But to say brown girl only, no one else can enter, you will get attacked for it. I personally think, I don't think you can get, I feel like if you was to go Chinese girls only, no one else can enter.
Because this is a space for Chinese people.
I don't think.
Why not?
This I feel like this should be an experiment. I don't think other races can get away with doing that. I don't have a problem with it to an extent, but then again, to be honest, I do have a problem with it. If you said Chinese girl only, it depends on the context and where you're saying it. If you are saying it in Hackney, for example, or in a multicultural environment and you are...
Because you want to do something for Chinese people because they have they
I don't know.
Live an experience and they relate to an experience that only Chinese people can relate to. That's not my business. That's not my beef.
It's not my business. Not my beef. But at the same time, I don't think you can get away with doing.
Why not?
So you're saying white people are the only people that can't do white girl only and
chest.
Create a space just for white people. This what I'm saying. Like that one for me, is mathematics that I don't want to solve. But
because
emotionally,
everybody else,
it just doesn't feel balanced. Like
everybody
it just doesn't
else
feel...
was not first place in the system. It's about overcoming.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If we're talking proximity, Chinese people benefiting.
Okay, but then
Chinese
if we're talking proximity,
so
within the black community, there's also different levels of proximity. So like therapy.
Yeah, that's why you can't do light skinned girls only.
Oh, yeah,
you can't do light skinned girls only.
Yeah, no.
This
because within the black community, you are the.
Oh God! Wow.
No, because within the reason you can't do that one's fish, that one's smelly because.
Why is it smelly? It's smelly because it doesn't make you feel good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No,
I processed it. It's because you are sitting, you're the benefactor of the of the like the light skin, dark skin, of the colorist discussion.
So are Chinese people on the spectrum?
No. On the spectrum.
On
no,
the proximity to whiteness spectrum.
If you're in the middle, you're not. You can benefit slightly, so you're not gonna be like.
But Chinese people aren't in the middle.
They are.
They're not in the middle.
In the whole, if you want to put everybody out, yeah, line everybody up there, yeah. What is gonna be
on the proximity
to whiteness?
Chinese people's racism as well isn't to do with race per se, but to do with also the wars, and. Let me not even, because I actually can't. I'm thinking.
There's complexity. That was a war thing.
And also China being a communist. State. Yeah. That I feel like that's where the American racism towards China developed as a war marketing in order to like make everyone hate China. When China was becoming, oh man, I should have gone back to school. But like, when obviously China's a communist society and they're doing everything all by themselves, and the China's becoming like a really. They're becoming a competitor to the US, and they're standing all by themselves. When the war happened, I feel as though, personally speaking, even though I wasn't there, I feel as though, because I can't actually speak on facts on anything, because everything, my memory doesn't work like that. There's people that can be like, on 1982, I'm not that person. But I feel as though the Chinese racial thing was about the fact that there was that war against, it wasn't even China, it was the war against Japan, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel as though Americans became racist towards them because these were the enemies. And so since then, maybe, see, it could be prior to that, but
struggles,
since then, they've linked that war with the racism. Yeah, so everything is like, oh, you know, whatever the
your struggles are. Have so, complexity and angles that
I don't
have.
But
that's
what I'm saying, when it comes to actual skin colour and race and everything like that,
yeah,
they are beneficiaries of their proximity to whiteness. So if we're, because our battle
in comparison
them,
to us, but in comparison to the white man, they're not.
No, of course, in comparison to the
that's
white
exactly
man, but no
why
one's comparing in comparison to the white
no,
man.
No, but it's always in comparison to it's proximity to whiteness. There's
no,
a scale,
it's,
compar-
it's
black,
a comparison
white.
To us
you're
because
in the,
no,
you're in the middle
it's
somewhere.
In comparison to us because we set the tone.
No,
this is what I'm saying. I feel like black people set the tone. That's the whole conversation I've been
as
having.
In right now, yeah,
you can't make a Chinese girls only space and in an area with black folk and stuff like that in and exclude black people.
No.
Tell you that's racist. You
no,
can't do that, particularly because you have been perpetrators of racism against black people. So this is not about building your community. This is about furthering yourself.
No, how do you know? We can't assume
because
their agendas.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
we don't
know
the struggles as Chinese
this
people,
is on
bro.
A factual thing. I'm just saying, like, from the way I feel and from the way I'm looking at things, yeah, from my non-historical, non-philosophical, non-geographical, non-educational
just
background, this is just me, timeline, social experiment. I don't think any other race, black girls, can do, or black people, can do a safe space for black people only.
Yeah, I disagree.
I think the moment you try to, for your own people only, the moment you vote, you can make it, but the moment you vocally say...
So if you can make it and you vocalize, that's what's the difference? It still exists.
All of them exist. You're telling me Japanese people only spaces don't exist. They all
exactly.
exist.
So
they just
the
can't
issue?
Vocalize it.
Why not?
We're the only ones that can vocalize it.
Why not?
Because they can't socially. Socially, they can't. I don't think they can. The moment you say, the moment a black person walks into one of these spaces and they are told they can't come in, that's racist.
No,
you're mad.
That's not a space for you.
What do you mean? No,
it's not your space.
What do you mean?
Not every space is my space.
Of course, I get that. Listen, I understand your side. I 100% get that. Because I'm not trying to enter a space that's not for me either.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, no other race but black races can vocally say... You think anybody can come out there and be like, I'm rooting for everybody Chinese?
Yeah. Because that's
really?
The... Yeah, I don't understand what it is to be Chinese. I don't know what it's like to be Chinese. I don't know the struggles or the oppression that you've faced as a Chinese person.
When every other
non-black
person of colour speaks, they have to include black people.
No,
not, they don't have to, but it's the social understanding that you have to...
You have to acknowledge your position on
civil.
No, okay, are you saying you have to acknowledge your position in this whole like dynamic of life?
Yeah, like
okay, yeah. There's one thing acknowledging where you are. You have to acknowledge where you benefit from the system, but I don't feel that means that you have to now allow me into spaces because I'm black. No,
I don't think it means
I
they have to
like
allow
have
us
to...
into spaces, and I don't think we have to invade
Sorry,
spaces
no.
that aren't for us. That's not what I think. I just think that socially, in terms of social acceptance and what's acceptable. No one else except for black people, in my opinion and from the way I see things, can actually say they've created a, unless you're in China, right, where it's a, if you, I'm talking about people living in the West, if you are living in America, the Europe, Britain, you actually can't come out and say this is a space only.
Yes, you can.
For my people.
Because these people are going to
white people will attack you, first of all. But black people will attack you.
White people be attacking everybody for everything that they
of be course, creating. Of course, of course. I'm saying that you I just don't feel you can. No, I just don't think socially anything, people you're allow going you to do that.
It's like, I'm not gonna make a safe space for black people in Nigeria because that is Nigeria, like that is majority black. You're going to make safe
space. You can't make a Nigerian only black space.
Why?
You can say Nigerian, like, you know, mosque of Nigerians or whatever, but you can't say only Nigerians can come in.
Of course not.
But you can say only black girls.
That is the hassle of Allah. No,
but we can say only black girls can come camping with me. Only black girls can come to this festival. No. Only black girls can do this. We're the only race that can say only. Are you not seeing this?
No, I'm not.
Fam, I cannot do a code festival and say only Chinese girls can come to this code festival. Only Asian girls can come to this.
Because the problem is that there's lack of Asian women in coding.
Is there though? That's not the problem though. Problem or not, socially, as in words, on the timeline. Do you really, really think there can be a Chinese only?
Yes, because I'm an Asian person, yeah? And I've seen...
We can do BAME. We can do people of colour. We can do all
that's
that.
That's how you get what you're saying earlier, how everyone just hops onto the black bandwagon.
This is what I'm saying. Find their own firm. No, but this is what I'm saying. You can't. I don't think you can.
But that is why people are jumping onto the black bandwagon, because they don't want to create their own spaces.
Not that they don't want to. They can't. I don't think you... I feel like you will be crucified if you said... This is a Chinese-only code festival. Chinese girls only. I keep saying Chinese, but... It's because they don't have like a racial colour that I can legally say.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say brown. That's why that goes like black and brown. You can only adjoin yourself to a larger racial group, but you cannot say Chinese girls. You can do it, you'll just be crucified. And it's so not you can't socially say acceptable. Nigerian
girls only.
Code festival.
Yeah. Okay, no, because I see what you're saying. If you're talking
but you'll be crucified.
Okay, let's say South Asian, like let's say Asians South, the Indian subcontinent. Let's say brown girls only coding festival. Why not? It's the same dynamic. It's just that you benefit from a system more than I benefit from a system.
And I feel like the reason we get to do a lot of this is because we're loud. Like, we will shout at you till you allow us to do it, and we don't care. But I don't think the moment anybody else tries to do something, we're going to shout at them too. I don't think you can actually, in the state of things. I personally couldn't care less. If someone's like, Somali girls only, roll true. Like,
Somali people do it all the time.
This is what I'm saying. People do it all the time. You just can't. Non-blacks can't. Come out and say
that's what you
non-black
want.
Space only. Think about it. Non-black people of color only. Is that not ringing you in your chest? Is that not ringing you in your chest? No, but that's ringing non-black. You in your chest because you're like no. If you're feeling a type of way.
If I heard a brown girl space, then yeah, or like let's say the Far East Asian space. Okay, fine. If I heard
so, there's a brown girl festival.
Don't bring black people.
Maya, Solange, like, all these people that want equal opponent, they're all performing. It's a lit festival. Even Drake is rolling face, yeah? Brown Girl Coding Festival. They're gonna...
Why is Drake there, though?
I'm just saying. They've made this fantastical festival.
No, but the only reason I want to be there is because...
It's brown girls. Why, though? It's not for you. No, it's not for you. It's their space. They've built this space for them. Fine, that was their hard work. Why do you have to be there?
Fine, I'll make another space and I'll bring Drake and Solange and Beyonce and everybody there for it, too.
It's easier said than done. Anyways, rest in mercy, Nipsey Hussle. I don't think... Is there anything we want to say on that? We need to wrap up.
Yeah, we do. I just wanted to talk... Well, I put like... Everyone's talking about his... I didn't really know about
what
him.
What would you like your legacy to be when you die?
About his legacy and how he's done so much work for the community. I can't say I know much about... I don't know nothing about him. Can't even lie. I just heard he died.
And he's Eritrean, that's what... Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I found out everything after the fact. Like, funnily, I've been like binging Joe Budden's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm on like episode... 140 something, right? And for the past few episodes, even when I was watching State of the Culture, I was just like, let me just binge people that are speaking English for once.
Mm-hmm.
He was referring to Nipsey Hussle a couple of times, and he was talking about how such a great person he was and how, you know, he's doing actual work and how he's like a fantastic rapper.
He's on the ground, so yeah,
when like the announcement came out, I was like, ain't this the same person I've just been hearing like subconsciously repeated in like the past three episodes of things I've been watching? This guy's a fantastic person.
Yeah, he was almost on the rise, and then obviously he got shot.
He was doing the ground. He was actually, yeah. So obviously, rest in mercy all day, every day. You know.
And I just feel it's nice to see that like all the stuff I'm seeing about him is really positive. I have not seen like one bad.
Oh, he was a homophobe. So literally, this is, right, this is why you people are mad, and if you ever try to do that to me, I'll brick you in your head. Literally, underneath the announcement,
mm-hmm.
someone was like, he was a homophobe, screenshot a caption of what he said, mm-hmm. and was like, they didn't even say he was a homophobe, they were like, well, karma.
Karma?
Karma. And I was like, wait, what? And I didn't even want to retweet that statement. I might have to return statement. To this life. That's what I'm saying, you have to brick them, because I don't understand. And then they put the caption, and it was one of those long captions that at first I wasn't even going to read it, and I was just like, oh, he must have just said something about like homosexuality is an agenda or something along those lines.
Okay,
that was the only evidence she posted in it. But then she was like, karma. And so a lot of the discussions that came out were kind of like, fair enough, you don't have to like him, but fair enough,
respect like, the fact that he's just died.
Just let him go, he's dead. Like, Jem, you don't have to come out your way to say like such horrible things about him. And then people also like, you know, understand the fact that everyone is flawed. Not everyone's going to be a superhero that's just going to be perfect.
Mm.
He, regardless of his beliefs and values, was still doing things for his community. Like, are we not going to respect the positive words he put in? The positive work he put in? I feel as though, yeah, like, obviously I'm not from the LGBTQ community, so I can't comment on their reaction as, like, an insider. But from my opinion, outside looking in, let the man die, man. Let him rest, let him be, man. He's gone. Like, what more do you want? He exactly. died a violent death. What more do you like? Just keep quiet.
How can you say just that's wild?
Keep
that's
your mouth shut, really man.
Sick, like,
that's
I just wanted to say, oh, okay, so maybe not. I just wanted to say, wow, like, it's really nice to see all the positive things about him. And,
he
like,
was a positive person,
the legacy, like, he kind of
and
has.
I don't even want to say that he was allegedly. I want to say that allegedly he
yeah,
was,
yeah,
because I wasn't there
exactly. So, I just would like to say or to think that when I pass and when the time comes,
people will say nice things about
me. People say nice things and like remember the nice things that I tried
to do. I was thinking about that. I was like, I hope people will look past my shady, petty, I don't like you exterior for my inner out of gold, because I'm literally, like I said last episode, I am God's favourite. And I just really hope. I really hope that when I do pass, yeah, I would have done enough to have been of benefit and impacted as many lives as possible,
mm-hmm.
and to have been of value to the community, like a public good. I would really love to live my life like a public good, where everyone benefits from me regardless of anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, public goods are goods that people benefit from without restriction and without
like
limit.
Like a bench.
Like a bench, like basically. A park bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really thoughtish, but...
That's the first thing I thought of, like a park bench. You can just sit on it and like it's just always there to like give good to the community. Like
basically, that's a public good. So yeah, that's that. Game of Thrones countdown. We're not even gonna go in there. Pollen count is really high. And
have
the topic,
you seen? Yeah,
pollen count's high. The topic for today was supposed to be, am I racist because I'm tired of non-black people? But I spent the whole episode like caping for non-black people, so I guess I'm not racist. Can you, people like you can be racist as a black person. I think.
I don't believe that. I believe in the whole definition.
You can discriminate and you can be prejudiced, but I don't think anything you do can actually impact other races. Unlike when you're a white person, whereas you can actually.
Racism, you have to look at racism through the, like, racism comes as a structural thing. Racism comes as a thing of dynamic and like.
I was comparing it to classism, where upper class people and. Where, like, with upper class, middle class and lower class, there's an actual structure there where it's very difficult and there are benefits that some have that others don't have. Like, you can actually see the impact of classism. But racism is the same way. It's only the races at the top that can actually impact.
The races that are below them. The races structurally at the
bottom,
below them.
That are structurally below them. The races at the bottom really can't do much. Lower class people really can't do much against upper class people.
So you can have hate and disdain and prejudice, like,
But
am I really racist?
If you're going to go against... Yeah.
Yeah, race is more than just, I don't like white people. No.
It's really more than that. Because my I don't like white people has not done nothing for me. But I don't like black people has stopped black people from getting jobs.
Exactly.
Several times.
I've got tea for that. Not even tea, shots. You know,
and it's
shots?
Like diversity and inclusion. That's the one place you think would be multicolored, and it's just, you know,
it still smells
one pale shade.
Stinks.
But anyway, yeah, that was it. Am I racist because I'm tired of non-black people? No. Am I tired of non-black people? Yeah. I am very tired of non-black people. I'm tired of black people too, but I feel like I have a bit of energy left for black people, and I have no energy left for non-black people. Like, I just really? Don't know. This is beyond regular interaction, lifetime friendly civilness. This is beyond that. I'm talking about having to actually engage in discussions where I have to explain why what you're saying is offensive. I don't have any energy for that. I don't have any energy
literally
for anyone.
Me today, so my black colleagues and I were talking about this black initiative we might actually start it.
I mean,
and then some Asian colleague came in. I was like, but why do you need black thingy? What about the rest of us? What about brown people? Blah, 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 blah. BAME is enough. See the way I just turned to my black colleague? I was like, so we're going to just do this, 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 this. And the guy there sitting next to him was starting to explain blah, 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 as a black. I don't have time. This person, But especially this discussion, it's just like,
you know the answer.
I just feel like I haven't got the energy. I literally turned to the person here and I was like, okay, so I'm going to take notes in this. You're going to do that. We can make this work. I can talk to this person, that person, there. I haven't got time for you. I haven't got time for that.
We don't.
Nonsense.
We don't.
If you don't understand, go and, like, I feel like you're just, go and educate. I don't understand.
We don't. Block
How
and
can
mute.
You not understand?
Okay, that's nice. Block and mute. I'm blocking and muting in real life. And this is how you know I've blocked and muted. I'll just go.
This is literally how I turned Emma today.
This is the block. This is the mute. Keep on going. Like, I don't
I just see you. I was just like,
Yeah, you want to talk? Okay, cool.
And someone else dealt with that. I don't know if they got to that person, but like, that's actually not my job at this point. Like, I don't think it'll be my job in the future. I just feel like...
And if you don't have someone else there that's going to handle it, two words. Okay, that's nice. Cool. Nice to hear. Cool. Okay.
Because Asians get it. Like,
Everybody gets it.
So why do you not get it? Why are you going to be a hater?
It's not that you don't get it. You just want to challenge it.
Every day. Why did men have this?
Let's stop here.
But anyway, Mogub is like, you know,
it's Mogub. This has been Montuic. It's spoken podcast brought to you by us. See you on the flip side, deuce. Mm-hmm.